Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Fortunę tango pobunera, sila tibus ocelis. Fortuna vivi pobunera, sutra di preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's Wednesday, December 7th, 2022. A day that will live in infamy. Putin, risk of nuclear war rising. Will defend Russia by all available means after three separate events in the last week of cruise missiles being fired out of Ukraine hundreds of miles into Russia, damaging Russian nuclear bomber bases. Kind of a big deal, as we said last Friday and through the weekend, through this week, that this could lead to nuclear war very easily. And that is just a minor footnote, really not even in the mainstream news, in any of the front of the papers. Just a little footnote that, oh, Ukraine is firing cruise missiles into Russia. Then, of course, we have Democrat Senator Warnock defeats Republican Herschel Walker in Georgia runoff, and more evidence of fraud is beginning to come out there. In Brazil, a consortium of government watchdogs have now filed a detailed report with the public and also the Supreme Court of the country documenting unbelievable fraud in that election and foreign meddling of the State Department and the CIA that we know meddle heavily in our elections illegally. That's all come out in the Twitter files, documenting and verifying and vindicating everything that we have been laying out for so long here. Continuing, I have a whole stack of news articles from the United States, Canada, and Europe, Australia promoting euthanasia, including government forced euthanasia, which is outright murder. We have that whole quadrant of information. The latest on carbon taxes, American Medical Association, U.S. health sector should decarbonize, including humans. Humans are the carbon problem. Remember that Bill Gates TED Talk a decade ago where he did the equation and said we got to get this one down to zero, the human part of the equation, because we're inherently bad. Carbon's bad. We're carbon-based life forms. The whole planet operates on carbon. Trees are made out of carbon. Starfish are made out of carbon. Birds in the sky are, and so are we, and it's bad. Don't worry, we'll depopulate you, and it's going to be so liberal, so loving, so much fun. More news breaking out of The Intercept that a month ago broke what's really coming out on Twitter now. Leaked documents outline DHS's plan to police his information and fix elections. But that's okay. While Zelensky's starting World War III and lying about missile strikes in Poland that he launched, that's all confirmed now, he's firing missiles into Russia, and the left loves it. But don't worry, Zelensky has tapped top Balenciaga designer to oversee charity for Ukraine refugees. That's perfect human smuggling operation, just like everyone's been documenting and pointing out. So that's just some of the news that we're going to be plowing through today. We have several very informative guests joining us on the broadcast. You know that family in Australia that doesn't want the government to force a blood transfusion with vaccinated spike protein blood on their baby, and who just wants people to get a blood donor for the surgery that hasn't been injected? Well, the state has taken their child. It's the middle of the night in Australia, but they'll be joining us coming up in 2 hours. Then Royce White will join us. Always informative. Always on fire in the fourth hour today. So we've got one hell of a transmission lined up for you. I only scratched the surface of the news. The U.S. Senate's written a big letter to DHS documenting the human trafficking of children into sex slavery by Obama. That's the real administration. Biden's responded by saying he doesn't care. The border's not important. I'm not kidding. We have a clip of you saying that. We'll be right back.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus, the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's Wednesday, December 7th, 2022, Pearl Harbor Day. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live here for the next 4 hours ahead of the great Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, in the War Room here on the InfoWars pro-human, anti-New World Order network. Okay, we have the family joining us in the third hour. They had their baby taken just a few hours ago in Australia because they will not allow the government to forcibly put vaccinated prion spike protein blood into their baby with a scheduled surgery. They just want someone to donate blood. They have volunteers that has not had the deadly shots that grow the prions in the body of the experimental injection, and their baby's now been taken by the state. They're going to be joining us coming up in 2 hours here. We also have massive COVID news. Excess deaths in 2022, incredibly high at 13% the previous high. To put that in context, that is more than 20 times the death rate that the Vietnam War was increasing each year, or many times what World War II increased the death rate at. And you have the same numbers, basically it's between 11 and 15% in the U.S., Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand. It's the same everywhere. And the insurance companies, of course, were reporting this over a year ago. The Australian government should be urgently investigating the incredibly high 13% excess death rate in 2022, the country's peak actuary body says. So this is the big national slash corporate consortium for their insurance companies saying that this is unprecedented. They've never seen anything like this. This is out of the Australian Bureau of Statistics. Kind of a big deal. They're just completely normalizing it. And yesterday I played a short clip of DeSantis. I'd seen the transcript where he said more, but I played a short clip of him saying, we're going to hold the so-called vaccine makers accountable. This isn't a vaccine. It's experimental mRNA. They lied to us that it was tested defective. And he went on. Well, actually, the crew found the full clip, not just in the transcript, but where he actually says it. It's very historic, very important. So let's go ahead and play clip two. DeSantis plans to hold manufacturers accountable for alleged severe side effects in the mRNA COVID death shots. Here it is.
Who's been really, really strong of just fighting back against the narrative and the phony, things that people are trying to do and focus on the evidence. And so, you know, we are going to work to hold these manufacturers accountable for this mRNA because they said there was no side effects, and we know that there have been a lot. And so we did a study in Florida, and you saw an 86% increase in cardiac-related activity from people 18 to 39 from mRNA shots. And so we're going to be doing some stuff to bring accountability there because I think it's just something where... wouldn't let them mandate on you in Florida. You know, we said, you know, no, because like Orange County wanted to fire firefighters. Gainesville wanted to fire people. But even the corporations like Disney wanted to fire. So we said no across the board. So everybody had the ability to opt out of anything they were trying to impose on you. But there are other people around the country that got forced to take this. And then what? They're not allowed to sue or get any type of recourse when this is not something that they wanted to do. So this is something that we're going to lead on in Florida. So we're going to have probably some announcements over the next 3 or 4 weeks on that. But we're happy. Just think about... Think about all the grief I took when we did things like ban vaccine passports. You know, we fought the cruise lines and we won in court after like a year and a half to say no discrimination on the basis of vax mandates or vax status. And so there, now everyone says it was the right thing. Same thing with the employer mandates. We said we're not going to allow that. You know, we got a lot of grief for doing that, but it was the right thing to do. And so, you know, we've always gotten in front of these things, so we're going to continue to do that going.
And Senator Paul is calling for Fauci's indictment and arrest, saying you will not escape. We know you created the virus. We know you lied to Congress. It's all open and shut case. So we're on the march. They're on the run. It's very important to expose this, or they're going to come back and do it again on a wider scale. And they're going to continue to try to force these shots on men, women, and children, children particularly, in captured groups like the U.S. military. But look at this actuary number out of Australia. Excess deaths in 2022, incredibly high at 13%, way above any increase ever recorded. Very similar numbers around the world where they took the Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, or J&J injections. They all create spike proteins. They all cause proteins to grow in the blood. They all cause giant blood clots. They even cause clots, studies show, when no platelets are found. They can spin the platelets out and centrifuge out of blood. Just put the clear plasma in with no platelets, and it creates clotting. It's not the platelets, ladies and gentlemen. It's the protein sludge in your blood, in your brain. Just the wickedest weapon ever. All slowly growing in all those that took the shots. They've got a lot of studies out that basically no one who took any of these shots a year, 2 years later in the studies doesn't still have prions growing. Now, a lot of times it's not that bad, but they're there. And will be slowly growing. But with some people, they just really take root, and it's bye-bye. In many cases, it just eats right through your veins, your arteries, your smaller blood vessels in your brain. People bleed out. That tends to be something that happens particularly with women. With men, it's the myocarditis and heart attacks, though it also hits the women. But men and women are very different, as we all know, physiologically. And it's just so incredible to see them doing this. This is it's unspeakably evil. And they did rat studies with mRNA injections like this in 2014 at the University of Texas at Galveston that we harped on 2 years ago, warning folks not to take the shot. And it was for different cold viruses, but in the similar family. And they found the blood clots and the sludges and the brain damage and the myocarditis in the young mice, young rats, old rats. They moved on to guinea pigs. And there was a bunch of other studies done. And then, of course, Fauci was running that study at the University of Texas with four other universities, but he was directly in control of the study. And they said, wow, this works wonderful. And, of course, we know they then began developing it for you and I and our families to have horribly slow, sickening, debilitating, tortured deaths. And that's just a fact. And that's who they are. And they enjoy it. And I had a major whistleblower on yesterday, who was the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance and did work at the Wuhan lab and did work in the labs in Ukraine and did work in what he basically told you was a CIA operation within Qtel, working at bioweapon facilities whose cover was biodefense. Now, he was the head scientist, vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, the chief scientist, just like Dr. Michael Yeadon was the chief medical scientist at Pfizer over their vaccine division. Wait till you 2.5 years ago. This is going to kill you with blood clots. He said, we've got studies. He filed an emergency report in December of 2001 in Europe at the EU and predicted everything that would then happen. Do you understand that? This is deliberate depopulation. And it goes in, and it kills some people right away because the Moderna shot is so strong. It's four of the Pfizer shot, the exact same thing. The others go in with virus vectors and use a virus, a whole live virus that goes into the cell and programs the cell to make the spike protein. But they all do the exact same thing. Some people fight it off. Some people don't get sick. Some people, they find prions in them, but not a lot. Spike protein prions. But a certain percentage of people, it causes an autoimmune response that kills you before you leave the vaccine center. Most folks die within 2 weeks that do die, at least in the short term. Unbelievable. Just some people, it just grows wild in them, and they get to the corner, and the corner just, even in like 20-year-old men and women who are healthy, they just pull out huge, giant sludge tumors out of their arteries and veins, just totally jam-packed, just filled. Just a horror movie weapon. That's who runs our government.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relagolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Science fiction movie, say in the 90s, where in the year 2022, there's a corporate world government poisoning shots and openly saying the end of humans is near and government-sponsored euthanasia is being forced on people. You would see a James Bond villain like Klaus Schwab in the movie saying things on the news like that, just openly, and you'd say, that's a ridiculous science fiction movie. That would never be allowed to happen. People wouldn't put up with that. But you look at what we put up with, and it's in the psychological studies. Why? We watch so much TV, so much Netflix, so much entertainment, so many video games, that the brain has seen all these fantastic scenarios. And Game of Thrones, and Lord of the Rings, and just all this stuff. And I'm not saying any of it's bad, but your brain, at a subconscious level, takes that as real. So you've seen the Death Star blowing up planets, and you've seen aliens busting out of people's chests, and you've seen all these countless movies about the government secretly putting stuff in shots that takes over people's minds and grows nanotech in them. That when it's really happening, people can't differentiate. Because everything looks normal. The street lights are on. You go to work. Yeah, there's more crime. Yeah, a lot of people are dying around you. But incrementally, because the ambient tyranny has been turned up and the engineering has been quietly accelerated in the background, people boil like the frog in the proverbial pot. So we've seen all these simulations of weird, bizarre, dystopic futures. And why do you think Hollywood admittedly pushes dystopic views? They call it predictive programming, so that when the real dystopia of government-sponsored euthanasia hits, you will accept it because you've already become comfortable with it, even though you saw it at the time as horrific. Your mind is designed to make you learn to deal with it so you're not a victim. You learn to either submit to it or overcome it. That's why if you watch in Soylent Green, made in 1973, set in the year 2022, the euthanasia commercials trying to get people to come in and commit euthanasia are you'll be in a beautiful surrounding of the earth with beautiful sunsets and beautiful oceans, and it'll be the best part of your life when the government kills you. And then now we learn all these people, even put in the commercials, I have articles today, were pressured to kill themselves. I have mainstream news saying, is it wrong the government of Canada pressured this lady to A, be in a commercial and to kill herself? And the commercials of them committing suicide look just like the Soylent Green commercials to come kill yourself. And it's even the same year. that it set in. I was in my mother's belly when Soylent Green came out 49 years ago. And 49 years later, it is a reality. And you know what else is the reality? If you read the defense news, you see it. It's almost nowhere else. Since last Friday, three groups of missiles have been fired out of Ukraine, cruise missiles, hundreds of miles into Russia, bombing Russian air bases with nuclear weapons, held at them. So is it any surprise Vladimir Putin came out and said the risk of nuclear war is rising, we'll defend Russia by any means available. And yeah, it's on ZeroHedge.com, it's on InfoWars.com, but it's almost nowhere else. Putin, with the second largest nuclear stockpile in the world, saying we're on the verge of nuclear war. You'd think that'd be a bigger news item. Show InfoWars, yeah, there's InfoWars headline. Putin, risk of nuclear war rising, will defend Russia with all available means. Emergency live broadcast. That is an emergency broadcast, isn't it? We are sleepwalking into Armageddon. And it just gets more insane from there. I'm going to get more to this Putin report. We come back in a few minutes, but we've got a lot of time. We've got a break. Then you've got Project Veritas has put out three reports. They say they've got more of tracking the children smuggled by people that aren't even their parents across the Texas border with Mexico. And they follow them to Austin and other cities where children as young as six talk about how they've been put with someone they don't know who sells them for sex with adults. And they ask, please take me home to my mommy in Nicaragua. Please take me home to my mommy in Mexico or my daddy. You'd think that'd be on all the news channels. Here's a kidnapped child. SWAT team's raiding them. But the district attorney, the county attorney, the people that run Austin, Texas, and 1,000 other sanctuary cities are sanctuaries for crime and human trafficking. And now the Senate Republicans have sent a scathing letter. Ooh. U.S. Senators Ron, Ted Cruz, Rick Scott, Hawley, Ron Johnson have sent a letter to HHS about the whistleblower and the evidence of sex trafficking. And if these claims are true, this is pure evil being committed by your agency. We always get to that point. Oh, if it's true. The Senate report in 2015 found Obama's DHS knowingly placed hundreds of thousands of people with no identification in the U.S., tens of thousands of them were young children, many of which they confirmed were put into sex trafficking. And Biden's plan is to get rid of any controls at the border at all. On and on and on. Does anybody feel safe in a country or a world where the government doesn't just allow this, but helps it happen? Children as young as 6 up to age 13 about, please help me. They put me with this man, this woman. They're not my parents. I don't know them. They sell me for sex. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. No, no, we don't help you. We're liberals. If we couldn't abort you in the womb or cut your genitals off with a transgender surgery, we're going to pimp your ass out as a sex slave in Austin, Texas, and that money's going to get laundered right through the Democratic Party and everything they do. And Biden's in a new tape saying, I don't care about the border. It's not important. They say, why don't you go to the border? He goes, it's not important. The arrogance. This is them normalizing the dystopia, normalizing the evil. And it's only to get worse until the people serving the system realize they're destroying themselves.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more at InfoWarsStore.com and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset, War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to plow through news and clips, and then I'm going to open the phones up and take your calls, first-time callers, any subject you want to raise. You agree, you disagree, You want to talk about the Ye interview? You want to talk about the aftermath of that? You want to talk about World War III with Russia? You want to talk about all the euthanasia, forced government killing of the population, all the incredible poison shot news coming out, what happened with Herschel Walker and Georgia, the economy. There is so much to cover here today. We're going to be getting into all of it. I'll give the number out at the end of the segment. We can start our engines. But getting back to the Russian situation, even Henry Kissinger and the Pope have come out and said that this war needs to stop. And it's a Slavic civil war, and the West overthrew the Ukrainian elected government 9 years ago, and they've all bragged about it. They've all been on TV, George Soros bragging about it, and they started attacking Russian ethnic areas. Half the country's basically ethnic Russian. They're all intermarried. It's all basically the same people. And Russia now fully invaded part of the country. You know the rest of the story since February. We told you it was coming last October, months and months and months before it happened. And I've been saying day one, this is going to continue to escalate. And it's either going to stop or it's going to just go and go and go and go through these different stages, this ladder, this continuum of violence and conflict until it leads to total war. And so here's the headline. Putin says the risk of nuclear war rising will defend Russia by all available means. On Wednesday, Russian President Vladimir Putin gave a wide-ranging public war update during a televised session of his Human Rights Council, which at least one independent regional outlet said was tightly controlled in terms of the kind of questions criminal officials could ask. Among the more important topics he addressed related to the now over 9-month-long special military operation in Ukraine was future plans for broader mobilization and the prospect of deployment of nuclear assets. On the latter point, Putin lashed out at the United States and NATO, saying Russia does not have tactical nuclear weapons in other countries, unlike the United States. There was a reference to the fact that some NATO members in Europe, including extending as far east as Turkey, do act as host countries to many of the U.S. tactical nuclear weapons. Imagine if Russia had tactical nukes in Cuba. We'd go to war. That was the Cuban Missile Crisis. Importantly, given the ratcheting up of U.S.-NATO arms pipeline to Ukraine forces, which has likely involved transfer of increasingly sophisticated and longer-range missiles, Putin warned that the risk of nuclear war in the world is rising. Of course, he's alluding to the cruise missiles that are now raining down every couple days on Russian targets inside Russia. He further took the opportunity to restate Russia's defensive nuclear doctrine, stressing that nuclear weapons would be considered as a response to an attack on Russian territory, while also stating that he stands ready to defend Russian territory using all available means. According to a translation of Putin's remarks in Sky News, we don't speak about use of nuclear weapons. Then he said, Russia has not gone mad. We have the most advanced weapons, but we do not want to wave it around. But taking a swipe at Washington's nuclear deployments in Europe, he seemed to suggest that it is precisely U.S. side doing the nuclear saber rattling. Yes, we do this by various ways and means. First of all, of course, we will focus on peaceful means, but if nothing else remains, we will defend ourselves with all the means at our disposal, Putin said. Kind of a big deal. While we're all debating whether Adolf Hitler was a good guy or bad guy, who died 76, 77 years ago, while we're all sitting around talking about stuff like that, and while the left's busy censoring the American people and creating racial division, and while our borders collapse, while our dollar is devalued, war with Russia is already taking place, and it is escalating very, very quickly. Now the White House has come out and said they're not enabling or encouraging Ukraine to strike inside Russia. So they're not just blowing up Russian bridges. They're not just killing Russian leaders, cultural leaders, which they've been doing. They're not just car bombing people inside Russia. They're now firing long-range missiles into the country, and it is sheer, absolute, total, and complete madness. Now, round the phones up. I want to get your take on this and so much more. But let me tell you some of the other things I'd like to hear from listeners on. Democrat Senator Warnock defeats Republican Walker in Georgia runoff. We've got a lot of election fraud news, not just there, but around the country and the world. That's this stack. American Medical Association says U.S. health sector should decarbonize. That is a chilling statement when you actually know what that means. We're going to be getting to that. We're going to be getting to this huge new news and interview. Sam Bankman-Fried, I like to call him Fried, has retained Mark Cohen, Ghislaine Maxwell, or the Epstein madam, the pedo madam, lawyer. Sam Bankman-Fried has retained Mark Cohen, Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyer, and he gave an incredibly revealing and transparent interview with Stephanopoulos, who's part of the Democratic Party that basically ran this operation, where he tells incredible whopper lies to the ABC News propagandists. So that's coming up, and boy, is this incredible. One of the biggest Ponzi schemes, if not the biggest one that's collapsed. There's bigger ones like the Federal Reserve, but it's the biggest ever collapsed. He has a lot of nerve, or chutzpah, in the interview. We're going to be getting this Bankman Fried and what he's up to as well. And then we've got the regular race baiting by the left running around on a daily basis everywhere on every major news channel saying things that make Ye's statement, where he's asked by Gavin McGinnis, well, you know, we know that crime rates show that blacks commit a disproportionate amount of crime, but we don't blame the average black person. We judge them by who they are individually. There's still a minority of blacks that are committing crime. You don't blame a whole group. You don't blame the Jews, do you, all one group? And Ye said, basically, yes, I don't trust them. Well, you can say that that's lumping a group in. That's not very Martin Luther King-ish, but he has a right to free speech. But on a scale of 1 to 10, he's nothing compared to leftists who run around everywhere saying white people are inherently evil. And we'll cover this first. When we come back from break, Rutgers professor on national television says we got to take these mother effers out. She goes on to say, white people are inherently evil. And this is being funded by the big universities, by the big banks. It's pretty incredible. So that's coming up next when we come back. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-2539, first-time callers, 877-789-2539. And when I ended the show taking calls yesterday, there was one person left on hold. I don't know if we got their name and number, but I like to, if we don't get to you, I like to try to call you back the next day. We've gotten a lot better about actually going to your calls and a lot better about moving quickly, but I'm going to try to do it even faster today, no matter how good your points are. We'll never get to all those other great points if I don't give you no more than 2 minutes. So that means if I want to comment, I'm going to give you a minute and a half, and then I'll make a 30-second comment. But I just want to encapsulate your thought, move the next person. I will not censor what you say. I will not cut you off for what you say, except for the timer. And if you have a bad phone line, if I can't hear what you're saying, you'll obviously be cut off. So we're going to go to your calls coming up in the second hour. Then we have, in the third hour, the family from New Zealand, who said Australia, I mix them together, basically the same thing. Family in New Zealand, who just had their baby taken because they won't let the baby take vaccinated poisoned blood with a spike protein. They're going to be joining us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Your calls are kicking off at the start of next hour. We got a brand new Greg Reese report that just came in as well we're going to be getting to. But let's drill into what's really going on here with the race baiting by the left and the big corporations trying to have divide and conquer and some of the right wing getting into it and buying into it and going along with it. And I believe in free speech. And I believe in people like Ye and Nick Fuentes and others that say what they want to say. And I agree with some of what they say. But that doesn't mean I have to agree with them. That's my free speech, too. And so I have talked to Nick Fuentes via text, and I have challenged him to come on the broadcast with me and to have a debate. In fact, I would like him and Ye, and I've extended it, and Kanye Ye says he's interested in doing it, coming back and having a real debate about World War II and Hitler and the rest of it, and then moving into other subjects for a couple hours, because that was riveting radio and TV, and it's good to move the Overton window, and it's good to point out the censorship And it's good to point out how the left has projected on the American people that we're the Nazis and they're Captain America, when the left isn't. George Soros actually helped the Nazis round people up. And so I get attacked by the ADL. They want me off the air. I've been sued by this whole mafia. And so for people like Nick to say things like this, Alex Jones got the call. It's one of those little sayings that, oh, if you don't agree with everything Nick Fuentes says, you got the call in you know, Ye's words to me, by the people in little hats. No, I didn't get any calls from people in little hats when you were on my show saying you think Hitler did a lot of great things and you think Hitler was good. I disagree because I've studied World War II, not from a leftist perspective, but I've read a lot of the writings of Hitler. And I had grandfathers that were in World War II in Europe, particularly my father's father, who told me what he saw and told my dad a little bit and didn't like to talk about it. And he was a tough guy. And he said it was worse than what you heard. Worse than what you heard. And so just because Hitler's bad doesn't mean Hollywood and the left are good. So if you can dislike the globalist and you can also dislike Hitler. So he says MTG and Alex Jones both threw me under the bus to appease Jewish groups. I don't take it personally, but people need to be aware that they are the definition of controlled opposition. We know, Nick, you at 23 years old are the only one that knows what's going on and the only one that has any gravitas. You know, I don't just harp on racial issues and the Jews all day. That is not where I am. That is not what I do. I'm trying to stop nuclear war. I'm trying to stop these poison shots. I'm trying to get in our industry back and our jobs back. I agree with Ye and how he's been pushing hard for that. And I agree with like 98% of what Ye said up until the interview with me last Thursday. And I was blindsided by the Balenciaga face mask and just all of it. And so I'm trying to stop all this division. And I'm working as hard as I can to try to promote free speech. When Nick Fuentes has been censored or deplatformed or put on a no-fly list, I got him a lawyer. When he was taken off the internet, he asked me, do you know people that can actually help me get back on the web? I put him in charge in contact with engineers I used. But do I get any love back for that? No. I'm getting orders from Netanyahu. I'm getting orders from Sacha Baron Cohen. I'm getting orders from the ADL. Absolutely preposterous. But it always kind of feels good to put yourself up on a pedestal and say, I'm the pure one. I'm the good one. And if Alex called me maybe Hitler, I like to joke around. I called him into his face when he was in here. Then I got a call. Oh, hold on. Ring, ring, ring. I'm on air live right now with Nick Fuentes. What? Calling baby Hitler? Yes, Mr. Netanyahu. Let me get right on that. Nobody tells me what to say, but my conscience. And so, yeah, Hitler's a bridge too far for me. And no, I'm not getting any love from the corporate press or Hollywood. All I'm getting is attack after attack after attack after attack. Now, these type of folks are boosted by MSNBC, CNN, Rutgers University, all of them. Here's this professor called Crunk. I think she probably is on something. She probably is crunking, in my opinion. And it's a long clip. It's on Infowars.com. But, I mean, here she is just spewing that white people are inherently evil, that we're villains, that we need to take these mother effers out. Talk about incitement of violence. Here it is. Go ahead and play it.
They can't let, you know, they fear viscerally, existentially letting go of power because they cannot imagine that there's another way to be. It is either that you dominate or you are dominated. And isn't it sad that is spiritually who they are and that they can't imagine a sort of more expansive notion of the world? The thing I want to say to you is we got to take these motherfuckers out. But we can't say that, right? We can't say, like, I don't believe in a project of violence. I truly don't. Because I think in the end that our souls suffer from that. And I do think that some of this is a spiritual condition. So here is where I land most days about white people. And I actually have been helped in this by thinking about indigenous people, right? See, part of the challenge around whiteness is that it it totally skews our view of everything, right? I gave this like TED talk about this some years back, and one of the reasons I was trying to think about it is like, the world didn't start when white people arrived in America and tried to tell all the rest of us how things were going to go. There were people out here making worlds, Africans and indigenous people being brilliant and, you know, libraries and inventions and, you know, vibrant notions of humanity and cross-cultural exchange long before white people showed up being raggedy and violent and terrible and trying to take everything from everybody. And that's really important, because if we believe that history starts for us when white people drag us to these shores, then we can never get outside of the notion that this is going to be our existential struggle.
The idea that only white people are violent or took slaves is preposterous. Every culture is acted the same. People are basically the same at the end of the day. What you hear is a delusional, Wakanda-esque version of reality. It was the Africans bringing up the people they captured to sell onto the slaver boats everywhere. It was the Muslims doing it. It was the Jews doing it. It was the Romans doing it. I mean, hell, if you went back to ancient Rome, their favorite slaves were German. And there were a bunch of German slaves. It's just what went on. So the idea that we blame Italians today, that thousands of years ago, what are Italian people today? Their ancestors went and captured Germans. It's just insane. If my father committed a crime, which he didn't, but I'm saying it hypothetically, and he went to jail for bank robbery, am I bad? Well, no. Well, if my great hypothetical grandfather owned some slaves, didn't, but I'm just saying hypothetically, how am I to blame for that? It's the murder of logic. And Gavin McGinnis did a great job interviewing Ye and brought this point up. And Ye said, no, I don't not count when I meet a Jew what I think other Jews have done. I count Jews all as one group. And I was talking to Ye this morning about it, and I said, I disagree with that. He said, no, I do love the Jews. That's not what I meant. So I said, we're texting. I said, you should come on the show, and we should talk about it. That's good. I agree with that. Let's clarify that. I'm not saying there isn't a Hollywood mafia. I'm not saying that Sam Bankman Freed didn't get Ghislaine and Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer. I'm not saying that that FTX was predominantly, like Bernie Madoff, a Jewish mafia Ponzi scheme. We know the Italian groups have a mafia. We know the WASP have had mafias. We know there's a Russian mafia. And there is a Jewish technocratic mafia working in banking and the Securities Exchange Commission, the rest of it, and they all protected him, and they're protecting him now, and that went on. That's real. But the average Jew is not part of Sam Bankman's Fried's Harvard/Jewish mafia operation. And I don't think anybody denies that's what that is when you look at the regulators and the mom and the girlfriend and the whole deal. Bernie Madoff, you know, you don't blame Jews for that, but he was basically a Jewish gangster. And you know, different mafias are known for different things. MS-13 is known for cocaine and meth and cutting your head off and human trafficking. And the Italian mob was known for liquor and prostitutes and murder for hire. Well, the Jewish mafia, going back over 100 years, is known for bank fraud and money laundering and Ponzi schemes. And so, I mean, that's what's going on. The Russian mafia is known for being involved basically in everything. We don't blame the average Russian because that's happening. So here's a clip as we go to break of Ye.
You know, blacks are overrepresented in violent crime. But when you meet an individual black person, you don't apply that. You start with a fresh slate every time you meet someone. Do you do that with Jews?
Nope.
This intervention isn't going very well.
All right, we're going to break. Please remember, we're listener supported. Not funded by the globalists or big money, but by you at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping's back. And some of the last chances of getting credit.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com.
look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.